Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Tina Marie Main, 63 of Boscobel, died Tuesday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A gathering of family and friends will be held Tuesday from 4 until 7 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be held Wednesday at 10 at the Richland Center Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Tina Marie Main, 63 of Boscobel. John E. Reuter, 70 of rural Loganville, died Friday after a three-year battle with colon cancer. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Loganville. Burial will follow at St. John's Cemetery in Loganville. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg Tuesday from 5 until 7. Friends may also call at St. John's Lutheran Church in Loganville Wednesday from 10 until 10:45. In lieu of flowers, the family requests donations be made to the Reedsburg Outdoor Club to assist with the Hunter Education Program. John E. Reuter, 70, of rural Loganville. Cindy Noble, age 70, died Thursday at a Grace Hospice's Memory Care Suites after a courageous battle against multiple myeloma. A private burial will be held. In lieu of flowers, please consider donating to the Multiple Myeloma Research Foundation. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Cindy Noble, age 70. Julie Ann Jarvis, 54, of Richland Center, died Thursday at home. A celebration of life will be held at noon Saturday, November 30th, at Mel's Micro. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Julie Ann Jarvis, 54, of Richland Center.